In the sugya here of Lekach Sheni, let's look at the lashon of Taisvis, of the Rashba at the end of Taisvis. I shouldn't say at the end. It's start of Uvda Didan, sixth of the very wide lines in Taisvis. Uba'uvda Didan. Let's see what the Rashba says. Oh, we've discussed it already. Let's see the way he says it inside. And then Taisvis brings the Ri who disagrees. So let's see their machlaikis. Uba'uvda Didan. Sub Taisvis. You have a Maisi HaMasik Sadi, the Darbe Chad Yahima. If the Masik, which is the Lekach Sheni, would bring two witnesses, the Darbe Chad Yahima, that the Lekach Rishon lived there for one day. Nira L'Rashba, Davalan Lokme La'ara Biyade. Then the Lekach Sheni would win. Afagav Deleka Migul. Even though this whole Taisis was telling us that there is no Migul, it's a Migul of Mefreya and Asugya. Afagav Deleka Migul. Mekom Akim Tanina L'Lekach. We have this concept of Taninon, which is not the chiddush of the Rashba. The concept of taninon is that if you buy something from someone, you're buying any taina he could taina, you have a right to say. Taninon lekeach ma'achasha haya ha'meicha ne'mon. If the first lekeach would have been here, he's the meicha. If he would have been here, he would have believed to say, zavinti minach b'migu divay amalai z'shalcha me'ayla. He would have been believed to say, I bought it from the Marikama, because he has a migu of lai z'shalcha me'ayla. So Mimela, that taina that the first person bought it, we say for the second person. Reb Shimon says that this idea, this type of taninon, is a very big chiddush. We're saying taninon something that the other person is not really believed to say. He would only be believed with a migul. If he'd be in front of us, Lekach Rishon will be in front of us. He'll say, I bought it. Be'etzem, he's not believed to say he bought it. Why will he win if he says, I bought it? Because he could say, believe me, I bought it. If I'm a liar, I could have said, La'adam. I could have said, you never own it. Taisus is saying, and it's endless, that we say Taninon in such a time where the other person's only believed with amigo. So Reb Shimon, 1 minute. Acharet doesn't make sense. If the first person would have said it, there would have been a raya, it's true. Because if he's a liar, he would have said a different taina. And the fact that he said this taina and that taina, that would prove it's a true taina. But that proof only happens if it really happens. If he comes and does it, it's a riot that what he's saying is true. Lamaisa, he never came. The first Lekach Rishon never came to Bez. Lekach Rishon is not here. So how could the Lekach Sheni now say, Taninon, believe me, because the first person could have tied it, he bought it. The first person, Bez, is not believed he bought it. He's only believed because he has a riot. The riot is, if I'm a liar, I would have said something else. Lamaisa, he never brought that raya. It never happened that he tainted this and could have tainted something else. It never happened. You follow? Let me give you an example. Let's say a loiva dies. And the malva comes to the yisayman with a shtar. And he says, you owe me money. I have a shtar, your father owed me money, so pay. The children don't know. So what do we do? So what do we do? What does Bezdin do? Huh? Taninon. What do we taina? So mezuyah if we don't taina, because we don't taina against shtaris. We don't say taninon against shtaris if there's no reis. Yet, we say taninon peruah. Would the father of Bin believe Perua if someone brings a shtar against you? Could you tie a Perua against a shtar? Someone has a shtar, you can't say you paid. Why does he have the shtar? If the father would have been alive, and someone comes with a shtar to the father would say Perua, he'd be believed. Why? Because the father would have had a migud of Azuyev. The father himself could have said, if he'd be alive, he could have said Perua. So the question is, what do we do now for the Yisayimim? Are we going to say for the Yisayimim a tine of Perua, because the father could have said Perua, with Amigo Mizuyev? Yisayimim don't have Amigo Mizuyev. Because we don't tie the Mizuyev for Yisayimim. But the father could have tied a Perua Amigo the Mizuyev. Could we give the Yisayimim the tine of Perua? Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense. Because Perua against a shtar is not believed without a proof. You have to have a proof. Migu de Mizuyif is a proof. If you tie a Migu de Mizuyif, then that's a proof. But if you don't tie a Migu de Mizuyif, if you don't tie a Perua, you could have tied a Mizuyif, then there is no proof. So how do you do a Tanina?
Could be the reason why the person not numbers, if you said it was starting with my body.
I'm not sure what the answer is, but I don't think we'll ever tine if Yisayimim that maybe there's a shaver, because then you'll never have dinei maminis with Yisayimim. Maybe there's another shtar. I'm not sure what the answer is, but I don't believe it's such a time that there's a shaver. Well, it'll never be dinei mam. Maybe there's another shtar. They take the shtar. I mean, how the father would have done it?
No, how does
you sign
it? He
has a shtar. You have a shtar, means it was never paid. What I'm saying is that we taina for the Yisayimim whatever the father could have taina. The shaila is, do we taina for the father, for the Yisayimim, a taina that the father could have said only with a migul? That it's not a taina be'etzem that's believable. It's only believable with a migul. The din is that we do. That's what the Rashba is saying. That we do say taninan for Yisayimim something that if the father had said it, we really shouldn't believe him. But we believe him because if he's a liar, he could have said a different time. So therefore, we do say for Yisayimim Perua, because the father could have said Perua. Aye, the father could have said Perua only with a migul, and there is no migul. FLPK. So Reb Shimon, that logically it doesn't make sense. If the father only could have won with this taina with a proof called migul, then the Yisayimim can win it without a proof of migul. The Yisayimim don't have a migul, they don't know anything. Which is tiny for them, Perua. So Reb Shimon, this is a raya, that migul is not a birur, it's not a proof. It's not true, the way we always say that migul is a proof. Migul works because it's a proof. Migul, as we said Thursday, is a kayach ha-taina. Migul is that I have a kayach to taina perua. Since I have a kayach to taina mizuyif, that gives me the kayach to taina any other taina that accomplishes the same thing. If migul would be a proof, you can't extend the proof to the assignment who don't have the proof. Proof is something logical. And if the proof never happened, it never happened. The father said one taina with amigo of another taina. The father died before he tainted anything. You can't say taninan amigo. Must be that amigo works with what we call kayach ha-taina. That if you have a kayach to accomplish something with one taina, then you have a kayach to accomplish it with any taina you want. Like we said last week, a mugzik could say any taina he wants. And if you could win with one taina, you have the status of a muzik who could win with any taina. So Memela, the father, could have tied a perua. Memela for the assignment, we tied a perua. And that's what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba is saying that the Lekech Sheini, we tied for him what the Lekech Rishon could have tied it. Lekech Rishon could have tied it Zavinti Minach, because he was Darbe Chadioi, Maika Taina, Zavinti Minach. But Amigu of I never boy, who are you, Adam? So now that Taina we pass, we say Taninan. Not because we have the proof of the Migu. We don't have the proof of the Migu. It's just we have the Kayach Taina, the right to say such a Taina. The Lekech Rishon had the right, the Melin Lekech Sheini has the right. Kayach HaTaina means that Be'etzem, I'm like a Mugzik, and I could say any Taina that would make it be mine. And since I could have said Lahadam, I'm a Mugzik, and I could say any Taina I want. The Taina is I bought it, the Lekech Rishon is saying I bought it from the Marikama. Be'etzem is not a Taina without 3 years. That's what Migu to Zayf. Migu to Zayf, that he has the Kayach to Taina that, because I could have said to you, Lahadam. So I have the Kayach to knock you out of this field with one Taina. The Migu. That's right. Migu makes him into a Muslim in the field, even without the 3 years. So he could Taina, I bought it from you.
Why is it not
the Taina? The Taina is I bought it from you, that's a good Taina. It's just missing the Chazaka. The Taina I bought it from you is a logical Taina. I say, I bought it from you. I don't have Gimel Shanim. The Migu gives me the Kayach as if I would have be a Musik in it. And I could say the Taina, which is the Taina I bought it from you. Right? The Migu gives me Ki'ilu Am Taka Musik. And I could say any Taina I want. That's how Kayach HaTaina works. And once Lekech Rishon could have said it, so Lekech Sheni could say it. This is the way Rav Shimon explains Taninan. And really, this is Lav Dafka in Tosfos. This is everywhere. Taninan Liasmi is all over Shas. And we do Taina for Simon Peru Amigo the Mezuyah. We do Taina Titus with Amigo. When we plug it into the Rajba, I think it would seem that the Ri's Kasha is answered. Let's see the Aimer Ri. The Ri disagrees with the Rajba. 5 lines at the bottom. In the case of a lekeach, the way someone else's lekeach helps for me is when I buy something from you. Ma mocha rishon l'sheni kol schus shabal yada. If I buy something from you, I buy it with all the schusim you have. If you have the schus to win with a certain taina, that transfers to me when I bought it. Right, but still, the person I'm buying it from has the ability to taina zavinti minach. And he'll be believed, for whatever reason. He'll be believed by Etzem. So Memelo, I bought it from him with the right to speak for him and to say, Zavinti Minach. That every time you buy something from someone, you're buying it with whatever privilege he has in that field. And if he has the right to say this Taina, the Lekeach, that's Tanina. So again, Taninan works that if you had the kayach to tie it, I have the kayach to tie it. Now the Ri doesn't like this. Vaymeri, the Leidami, Lahida Mecheres Habayis. You can't compare it to the cases you brought a raya. The Hacha, Im Hayaraitza Hamecher Lischeis B'Taina Zu, the Loihaisa Shalchami Aylam. If he would have said this lie, that Loihaisa Shalchami Aylam, if he had said that, Loihaya Ma'ak Fahalekeach, the Lekeach Sheni would be upset. Shari Edeya. He knows it's not true. So the Ri is getting upset with this Migu because he's saying that in this case Lekech Rishon is not going to taina on behalf of Lekech Sheni because he knows Lekech Sheni knows it's not true. Now that taina is definitely a good taina if you hold Migu's a bearer. So if Lekech Rishon would come, he wouldn't say such a thing. But the way Rav Shimon is explaining that Migu is just a kayach to say a taina, it's not that the emes I would want to say the second taina. But since I could say the second taina for myself, Lekach Rishon. For himself, he could say this. He could say Loiser Shalchamiyad, and he would get the feel. So he has the kayach to say this taina. So now Lekach Sheni gets that kayach from Lekach Rishon. You don't need the way the Ri is picturing in his mind. Kivul the Lekach Sheni standing in Bezdin, and punk the Lekach Rishon shows up. Lekach Sheni tells Lekach Rishon taina. Lekach Rishon is going to say, "I bought it from you." And have a migo, I could say it was never yours. So the Ri says, that's not, it's no good. Once Lekach Sheni is here, Lekach Rishon can't say it was never yours. Lekach Sheni knows it's a lie. But Leir of Shimon, we don't need that. In fact, right now he could have tied it. We don't need that. That's not what migo means. Migo means Lekach Rishon has a kayak to say this time. Once he has the kayak to say the tiny, he sold that tiny to the second person. It doesn't have to be that the pile. He could do it once there's a Lekach Sheni. As long as when he's Lekach Rishon, he could do it, that's good enough. The Kayach HaTayna transfers to the new buyer. So it would appear, could be the rehold, doesn't hold a Kayach HaTayna. But at least in the Rajvas Pshat and the Gemara, it would appear that this concept of Kayach HaTayna fits in a very Geshmaka way. The Ramban in our Gemara discusses a shaila. On a case that's slightly different than the Gemara. The Ramban the Ramban says that in our Gemara, when the Lekach Sheni is saying, "I'm Maida, it was yours," the Gemara's case is a case where he only knows it, and where he knows it independently, where he knows on his own that this person was a Marikam. Ramban says, in a case where the Lekach Sheni doesn't know anything, he only knows what the Lekach Rishon told him. In that case, the Lekach Sheni is saying, "I know it was yours because the Lekach Rishon told me." In that case, the Lekach Rishon's Pesha Aser would win in Bezdin. There would have been no Din Torah in this Gemara. If you look in our Gemara, on the Amid Aleph, there are two Girsais, two lines on the bottom. Our Gemara says, Amalei Meplanya Zavinta, Da Amarli Dezavna Minach. Da Amarli. The Ramban is not Gairus there. The Ramban goes with the Girsa on the side. Meplanya Zavinte Dezavna Minach. Why do you take out the Amali? What's the difference? What's the difference if you Gairus the Amali or not? The Amali means I only know because he told me. If you Gairus the Zavna Minach, it means I know he bought it from you. It's interesting, the Rashbam on the Amud Beis has the Girsa Replanya Zavinte to Zavna Minach, and he writes Kloima Sha'amali. He learns Pshat Sha'amali. In other words, he has the Girsa Kilu it said Sha'amali. But the Ramban learns Replanya Zavinte to Zavna Minach means that I know you were the Marikam. Ramban says if he wouldn't know he's the Marikam only because the Lekach Rishon told him, so then the Lekach Rishon's Pesha Asa would carry over to him. The Lekach Rishon said he was the Marikam and I bought it from him. That would carry over now to the Lekach Sheni. Not that the Lekach Sheni needs the Pesha Asa, but the Lekach Rishon's Pesha Asa, his Migu would work. The Ramban brings B'Shem Deraivit, who disagrees. Ravid learns that it's not true. It doesn't carry over. The Gemara is talking even to Amalek. The Ravid says that the Lekeach Rishon is believed whatever is L'chayv Asai. He's believed that the other person was the Marikama. And not whatever is L'chayv Asai, that he bought it from him. And the Ramban says, Ramban writes about the Ravid that his words are divrei havai, that it's a shtus. The tzitz of Lekeach Rishon was here, you have a Pesha Asar. So if the Lekeach Sheni says, I know you're a Marikama because the Lekeach Rishon told me, that Pesha Asar carries over here as well. This is the Ramban's Chiddush. And not going into Taninan, like the Rashba, he's not going into Taninan. He's just saying that if Lekeach Rishon, if the whole Kayach of the Din Torah comes from Lekeach Rishon, who says, you're a Marikam and I bought it from you, so Lekeach Rishon has a Peshas. So Rav Shmuel brings that this Nidain is totally in a Tumim, Chiddush of the Tumim, in Simen Ayin Beis. In Dine Nigud, the Tumim is Sivkot and Lamed Hei. The Shaila is, if a Migu Chutz Lebezdin Amrinan, or Lai Amrinan? Is Migu only something in Bezdin? If you come to Bezdin, you say one tiny, you could have said a different tiny, that's a Migu. What about a migu chutz lebezdin? What's a migu chutz lebezdin? In our case, a migu chutz lebezdin is the lekeach rishon comes. He says, "I'm selling you this field. It was originally Pliny's, but I bought it from him." And he, right now, is not in bezdin. Lekeach rishon. He's coming to sell me something, and he's telling me this field belonged to the marikam, and I bought it from him. The question is, right now, can I carry over and say, okay, I believe you, you have a Pesha Asar. So you believe to say you bought it from him, because you're the one who says he's a Marikama. And Mamela, now, that's a Taina, by me, that's a good Taina. Because you, right now, have a Pesha Asar, even though it's Chutz Lebezdin. What do we say? No, the Pesha says it's something that's only in Bezdin. There's no, it's something that's a riot that's in Bezdin. It's not otherwise. Well, logically, what should be? Should a Migu be good chutz lebezdin? Chayra Migu is just as good a proof outside of Bezdin as in Bezdin. No? Chayra, if you wanted a lie, if somebody came to sell me something, he says it was originally his and I bought it from him. So, I should believe him because if he wanted a lie, he could have said, this is mine forever. Logically, L'chaira, amigo chutzlebezdin should work. The Tumim brings a Tshuvas HaRosh. A Maisa was the entire in front of the Rosh. And he learns into the Rosh that the Rosh was Mechadish. That migu chutz lebezdin lo yamrinan. We don't say migu chutz lebezdin. The Maisa with the Rosh, two people were fighting over an object. There was a chayfetz, and the chayfetz was a known chayfetz that originally belonged to Reuven. We know for sure Reuven was the marikama on this chayfetz. And Reuven and Shimon were fighting over the chayfetz, and they came into Bezdin. So Shimon was the muhzik, was holding it, and Reuven was the marikam. Shimon taines, this chayfetz is a mashkin by me. Reuven gave it to me as a mashkin, and believe me, because I have a migu that I could have pretended I don't have the chayfetz. I'm showing you, Bezdin, that I have the chayfetz. I could have pretended I don't have the chayfetz. So Memela, believe me that I have it as a mashka. Al Chayra, that's a Gevaldika Taina.
So it's normally locked out?
No, not a chafetz that was normally let down. But you could have said that he bought it. He also could have said that he bought it. Machinami. Why is the case that he tied it mashkin? Well, sure, we have to look up the case. But the chap in this din Torah was the following. The Reuven, whose object it was, went and brought Adam that saw Shimon had the chayfetz chutzlabez. They saw it in Shimon's hands chutzlabez. So Shimon, his migo of Lahadam, is not a good migo. Your migo, I could have pretended I never had it. You couldn't pretend you never had it. They're even that you had it. So Shimon Tain is that by the Edim, it's the same eagle. I could tell the Edim, it's mine as a mashkin. With a migo, I didn't have to show the Edim that I have it. So the Rush says on that's a migo chutz lebezdin, and a migo chutz lebezdin doesn't work. Maybe the case was even that he told that to the Eidim, otherwise it would be a Migul Mafreya. He told the Eidim that it's a Mashkin. But the point is, the Rush says that's a Migul Chutz Lebezdin. Migul Chutz Lebezdin doesn't work. That Rush, Zokta Tumim, as Zokta Reb Shmuel brings, this Tumim, that is the Nidan of our Ramban. Whether a Meicher, when he comes, and he has a Migul Chutz Lebezdin, whether there's such a thing, whether Migo is only in Bezdin, a Maisa Bezdin, or Migo works even in a Maisa Shahaya Chutzla Bezdin. Now, as far as the Rayas in this Shaila, there are Rayas back and forth. Shmuel has a long piece, a Simcha Aleph. And the Rayas and the Nidain, we're not going to go into. Probably the bottom line is Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's Shuva Kuf Lamed Hey, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, a Pesha also works with Lebezdin, and a Migu doesn't. Whatever his Rayas are. That way he answers some of the theories. But the question, why shouldn't a Migu work with Lebezdin? Why not? L'chaira comes back again to the question of it's a Birur or a Kayachatayim. If it's a Birur, if Migu is a proof, a logical proof, then what's the difference in Bezdin and Lebezdin? If a migo is a logical proof that something is true, what's the difference if it's in Bezdin or it's chutz lebezdin? The proof is the same proof. If we say migo is a kayach hataiva, if we say it's not a proof, like we said last week, it doesn't prove it, maybe you didn't think of the other taina. Maybe in the time of Mizuyev you didn't think of it. You think it's a shvach hataiva. It's not a birur. It's just a kayach hataina. It's a kayach in Bezdin. That Bezdin believes you to say A, because you could have accomplished it by saying B. If that's the case, then it's taka and haga that belongs in Bezdin. It's a concept that belongs in Bezdin, and not chutzal Bezdin. And therefore, it works. We can hear such a thing that we can still argue. The kayach hataina maybe shouldn't work chutzal Bezdin, but it's more mistaver. The whole concept is a chutz lebezdin, is a bezdin de kataina, and that otherwise it wouldn't work. So here again, we have an asugya from the Ramban at Tzad, that it's a kayach hataina. In the Ramban himself, the Amash Moisin, that he holds it to birur. It's a little bit of a problem in the Ramban shita, but in concept, the idea, at least in the Tshuva Sarash, Amigo is only in Bezdin, not outside of Bezdin. Why not? If it's logical, it should work everywhere. Again, we go with the concept of Kayach HaTayna, and that changes the whole way that Amigo works. Taninan? For Taninon, you need Darbe Chad Yayma. And he, right, that was the Rashba. So he's saying that even without Darbe Chad Yayma, that should work out the Pesha Asa. If it was that type of case. One last nekuda regarding Kayach HaTayna, and then we'll come back to it in Tublat. Many of you have had in Shas Migu de Ha'aza, that we don't say a Migu when the Migu is a chutzpah. And Taisus says that that's only when the Nidain is a Shvua. For Mamin, we do say Migu de Ha'aza. It's such a cloud that Taisus says in many places, that even though we don't say Migu de Ha'aza, Migu de Ha'aza means you would have to say another Taina, which is a chutzpah. Migu de Ha'aza, we say by Mamin, we don't say by Shvua. Why? What's the difference? So the Velt says, why Migu de Ha'aza we say by Mamin and not by Shvua? The Velt says that for money, people have Ha'aza, people have chutzpah for money. And therefore, it's not a chiddush. You would have said a chutzpah de Ketaino also to get money. So that's why Migu de Ha'aza, for money, we say. Rav Shimon says that if you understand, Rav Chanan says this. Rav Chanan says that if you understand Migu as Kayach HaTayna and not a bearer, then it's Pashut. If you understand that, we're going to say now Migu is not a bearer. It doesn't prove anything, because maybe you didn't think of the other Taina. Migu only works as Kayach HaTayna. So by Mamin, it works. Even though it's a Ha'aza, I wouldn't have said the other Taina, but since I'm allowed to, Migu da'aza is also a Migu. I have the kayach to say the other Taina, so I believe me now. By Shvua, when someone's chayav a Shvua, the chiyav Shvua is a chiyav levarer. What is a Shvua? Shvua itself is a raya, I'm telling the truth. Because most people wouldn't lie b'shvua. Even if they would lie in bed, they wouldn't lie b'shvua. When I'm chayav a Shvua, I'm chayav to be mevarer. So Migu doesn't help. Because a migu doesn't, you didn't do the birur. You're mechuyev to be mevarer. A migu is not mevarer anything. Migu is a kayach hataina. Migu is not mevarer anything. So migu can't take the place of shvua. But by mamin, a migu works. Even the migu da'aza, it's a kayach hataina. It's not mevarer anything because of chutzpah. I wouldn't have said it. So it's not mevarer anything. Even if you hold a normal migu is a birur, but a migu da'aza is not a birur. Because you can't say, believe me, with A, I would have said B, if B is a chutzpah. So even you're talking, you hold every migu is a bearer. But migu does is not a bearer. So it can't take the place of shvua. But kayach hataina, it still is. I have the kayach to say the other taina. And since I have the kayach to say the other taina, even though it's a chutzpah, but lamaisa, I have the kayach. So I'm like a muchzik, and I'm believed with this taina as well. This is the third nekuda regarding Kayach HaTayna, and I hope that you will get clear the whole concept. What I'd like to do is turn to the Amud Beis and try to tie up some of the loose ends regarding the Rashbam. And okay, there were a few difficulties regarding the Rashbam. Somebody erased it. We're going back to the Rashbam Shita. Pshat, again. Rashbam Shita was, by Lekeh Sheni, that you have to have Gimel Shanim and a Taina. A Migu doesn't wash. A Migu doesn't take the place of Gimel Shanim. That's the way we learned the Rashbam. And you need a Gimel Shanim plus a Taina. Our Gemara was talking by less than 3 years. So to Rashbam, who adin, if it would have been 3 years, it would be the same thing. So here, many of you asked me the following question. If the Rashbam holds that the same din less than 3 years, and more than 3 years, our Gemara is exactly the same, why did he say our Gemara is talking Pachas Megimel Shana? Why did he say that for? For what reason? If you're saying, the Gemara didn't say it's less than 3 years, the point is, it didn't take this out, then enough. Gemara doesn't say, yeah, 3 years, not 3 years. So, if the Gemara doesn't say anything about 3 years, What's the Reshbam Shita? If you remember on the chart, the Reshbam Shita is that our Gemara, even with 3 years, you lose because, what was his reason? You lose because, there's no Taina. You lose because there's no Taina. So if you lose because there's no Taina, my Nafkamita, you have 3 years, not 3 years. Why does the Reshbam explain this Gemara, that this Gemara is talking less than 3 years? This is the Kasha that many of you have asked, and the Beis HaLevi asked this Kasha, why the Gemara is talking, why the Reshbam sets aside the Gemara in such a case that the Gemara is talking less than 3 years, but the din is true even more than 3 years.
The
what? It says Sha'ato Layazak to Shalashan. The Rashi again, the Rashi Vat Minoy Lazavinte. So Rashi says, I feel a way to tie in the Minoy Zavinte, Hailacha Lashtar, but like Hazaka. He says to Zayin the Gemara that there was no Cheskes Gemoshan. The same thing to Rashi Zil. Right, that's Olay Azak to Shalishan. And the truth is, Rashi says in the beginning also, the Rashi's Lashon is, Laimi by, okay, there you can touch it either way. Laimi by Yechad Lai, Yezim by Gemoshan, Afil Yezim by Gemoshan. Okay. At any rate, the question is why the Rashbam that is it I by less than 3 years, he's right. It's the same thing. Yeah, 3 years, not 3 years. From the Gemara?
Yeah, Gemara all the time.
Okay. Scared me. When you started talking, I thought you were going to say the stifles tarots, and then I wouldn't have to say the Beis HaLevi. But you almost made it. Okay, wait. Beis HaLevi says a very nice thing. The Beis HaLevi says that there's a Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamed Hei. The Gemara there has a Shaila that we call Bari Al Yedei Acher. What is Bari Al Yedei Acher? The case is the following. A man dies and he leaves, let's say, 5 sons to split his Yerusha. One of the sons says, you know, there's really a 6th son. Pliny, this person doesn't know it, but he's a 6th son, and he really deserves a chelik of the Yerusha too. And he tells a story, whatever the story is. The father was married before, he had a son, and then he left his family. Whatever the story is, it doesn't matter. The son is saying against his son, he's going to lose money on this. He's saying, one of the sons says, you think we're splitting it 5 ways? We have to split it 6 ways. Is another son. Pliny is a son. And Pliny doesn't know. He doesn't know. He grew up, he doesn't know who his father is. He doesn't know if it's true or not. And in Gemara's case is the other brothers also don't know. One brother says Pliny is also a son. So the Gemara there talks about this Shaila. Like the Mandi Amar, that a Bari would win. The Gemara there rather holds, in that Gemara, that the other son gets a chelik, even though he doesn't know if it's true. But Rava basically holds that Bari al yedei acher shmei Bari. That since he has this person telling him that he's a son, so he wins with Yemiz Bari, with the Bari of the other person. And that's good enough as if he would have tied a Bari. And since if he would tie a Bari on Yerusha, he would win. So you win. That's Rava Shita. Bari Ayde Achashme Bari. The Gemara asks on Rava. The Gemara is not to be on Rava. Is that so? The Gemara says that if he doesn't know, so the Gemara says he doesn't get a chaluka, the Gemara is matzmiya, and the Gemara ends up bari ha'idiyach ha'loishmei bari. That's the way we pass. To be a bari v'shema, you have to have your own bari. It's not good enough a bari ha'idiyach. Now, it's not like taninan. If you bought it from someone, you could use the other person's bari. or Yisayimim could use. We're talking in a regular case where you're not Yisayimim, not Lekuchis. He wants to use the other person's Bari. We pass in Bari Adei Acha Loishmei Bari. To have a Kayach, a Bari V'Shema, to be a Bari, you have to have your own Bari. You have to know. You can't come with someone else. Someone else's Bari. Obviously, from that brother, he'll get, because they does Baden Kamei. The question is, if he gets from the other one. We pass in Bari Adei Acha Loishmei Bari. But Rava is a Das Yachid, he owes Bari Adei Acha Shmei Bari. Zakt de Beis Halevi, very geschmack. Our Gemara is Rava. The Rashbam learned what's the chsarin in our Gemara. What's missing? What's missing is there's no taina. But Kesheni doesn't have a taina. He doesn't know. He's missing a taina. If you hold Bari Ayidei Acha Shnei Bari, then he does have a taina. The Lekeach Sheni says that the Lekeach Rishon told me he's a Bari, that he bought it from you. If you hold, as Rava holds, that Bari Ayidei Acha Shmei Bari, so Rava in this case should have paskined that the Lekeach Sheni has a taina. Because he could say, I'm sure that you sold it to the Marei Kama, because he told me so. And Bari Ayidei Acha Shmei Bari. Because of this, must be our Gemara, he didn't have 3 years. Because if in this story, when it happened, he would have had 3 years, Rava would have said, you win, you have Gimel Shadet plus a Taina, you win. So it must be that the Maisa, the story as it happened in the Gemara, was a story with less than 3 years. La Halacha, however, Ledina, Zakter Rashbam, the Halacha is the same thing, even if it was a Mozik Gimel Shadet. Because we pask in that Bari Ayidei Acher is not a Bari. And since Bari Ayidei Acher is not a Bari, so therefore even with Gimel Shanim you don't have a Taina. The Arichas of the Rashbam is saying the Halacha the way it is, the Emistika Halacha. He's touching the Gemara, he's saying the story was a story of less than 3 years. But Ledina, it's true, even if it was more than 3 years. And with this, the Beis Halevi answers some of the stiris in the Rashbam as you read through the Rashbam. And he says that when the Rashbam is talking about the Gemara story, he's talking Dafka less than Gimel years. And when he's talking Ledina, he's talking even that the same thing would be true even if it's more than 3 years. And that's why it answers the serious, because in the long Rashi he says, who I did more than 3 years. And in the two short Rashi, Zil and Atminoi, he says, Loi Chazaka, they won all 3 years. See, in those short Rashis, he's explaining the Gemara, he's explaining Rava. In the long Rashi, he's talking La Halacha. Therefore, that answers the serious in the Rashi. And that's why he says Sha'amali b'shas mechira shalakamim cha. If it's well, since the Rashbam learned Sha'amali b'shas mechira shalakamim cha, therefore the whole thing follows well with the shita. Okay, so Sha'amali, it's not going to bother me more than it bothered the Rashbam. The Rashbam says kolayma Sha'amali. Apparently, the Rashbam didn't have a choice of the two gersais; he only had one gersa. It didn't bother the Rashbam that you see. The Rashbam's Girsa is Mephiz Mithi's Abnaminach, and he says, Kalaim Ershamali. He says, Kalaim Ershamali, that's good enough. The Stifler brings this in Simon Yud Test, I think in the new print of Simon Chav. The Stifler says his own shot. But he says it, he's magdin really a different kash at the end of the Simon. He also wants to answer the other Beis Halevi that we learned last week. We learned last week in the Beis Halevi, he was coming to answer the Rashbam, the basic Rashbam. Why the Rashbam holds a Migu doesn't help. Right? The whole machlok is the Rashbam and everyone else. Rashbam says a Migu doesn't help. Question is, why doesn't the Migu help? So we had last week the Beis HaLevi said there's a chsaron of Afi Sharfa. That was the Beis HaLevi's pshat. The Stifler says a pshat, which once he says it, questions why everyone doesn't say it. The Stifler says you have to read the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say what the Beis HaLevi says. What's the Lashon HaGemara? The Gemara here on the top of the Amid Beis tells us that the Mari Kamas Taina is what? Hai Aradidihu, Adloi Zavinti Ninoi, Zeal Lav Baal Devarim Didi At. It's funny, we learned this whole Sugya, and we didn't spend 1 minute talking about Lav Baal Devarim Didi At. What does Lav Baal Devarim Didi At mean? It means I don't have to have it in Torah with you. La bal devarim didiyat. You're not my bal devarim. You don't say you bought it for me. La bal devarim didiyat. I don't have to go to din Torah with you. The Stifler time is that's the sugya. The Rashbam. The Rashbam says amigo doesn't help. Why does amigo help? The Stifler says amigo would help in a normal din Torah. Amigo would help in Makom Cheskas Gimel Shan. But here, he could say, you're not my baldin. I don't have to go to din Torah with you. La bal devarim didiyat. Well, who are you to have a din Torah with me? You say you bought it from him, go to him. I'm not forced to go to din Torah with you. If I go to din Torah, you're tied an eagle in it. But right now, I'm not forced to go to din Torah with you. Because you don't know the truth if I ever gave it up or not. I'm the Marikama. And you don't know if it's true that you have any tie to this. You're saying Pliny told you. Mishkayachi told you. But you don't know that it's so. So La Baal Devarim Didiyat, I don't have to go to Din Torah with you. That's why over here it never gets to Migu. It never comes to Migu. But even before that, La Baal Devarim Didiyat. So Zokta Stifler. That answers this Beis HaLevi's kasha also. Why did the Rashbam that signed the Gemara that there were no 3 years? You know why? Because in our Gemara, he tied his La Baal Devarim Didiyat. If someone's in my field for 3 years, he's my Baal Devarim. He's Mosik. 3 years. I have to take him to Din Torah. He's a Mosik. I have to take him to Din Torah. I can't say La Baal Devarim Didiyat. He's Mosik in the field. Dafka, the Gemara was told less than 3 years. See, Kataina, La Baal Devarim Didiyat, and the whole entire took place. So, the Rashbam, who I did if it was 3 years? If there's no time to La Baal Devarim Didiyat, if he doesn't have a good time, he's going to lose anyway. But in this Gemara's Maisa, the reason he lost is because La Baal Devarim Didiyat. La Baal Devarim Didiyat means there were no 3 years. That's the case in the Gemara.
Same spot.
If the 3 years, the Marikam is the Teveya, and the Mosik is the Nitva.
That's not like the Svara, the one Mishnah that we had, the Kamsa. That's not like the Mishnah we had before, the Tanam we had before, the Shara Mu, but we passed. And then it's not like that. Not because of the fact that I was shot back, it's a reason to his Mishos. I was shot back for 3 years, for whatever reason. If you find something, then the Rabbon is right to lose his staff. So over here, yes.
If I'm holding the Talfalim,
and
you're to pay it for
and
me.
You say you have found them on the street, you have no idea how you got them. Of course, I would. I'm not even up. You can't just say, La Baal Devarim Didiyat. It's not, there's no din Devarim here.
Well, when you have 3 years.
There's no
time.
There's no din Devarim. There's no Baal Devarim.
That's La Baal Devarim Didiyat? No. That means you have a chazaka without a time. It's not La Baal Devarim Didiyat. Let's say you're holding an object. And I take you to Bez and I say, I'm the Marikama. And you say you have no clue where you got it from. So Bez gives it to me. Right? Then they'll give it to me. But this is not because of I'm tying it to you, La Baal Devarim Didiyat. Because I take it to bed. You are my Baal Devarim and I have to take it from you. It wouldn't be Shayach Aloshin, La Baal Devarim Didiyat on such a din Torah. The same thing here. If the Ashali Shanim, it's not Shayach, the Loshna Gemara, La Baal Devarim Didiyat. The Gemara should have said, Ein Locha Taina, like the Rashbam Taka says. If you have 3 years without a tithing, you lose. The Halacha you're saying is true. It says that in the Rashbam. But Rava's Maisa had to be a Maisa of less than 3 years. Because Rava's Maisa was a Maisa where he won with the Taina of La Baal Devarim Didiyat. And that Taina is a Taina in a case of of Leihirzik. Well, he's not a Mosik to Shalisha. This is the way the Stifler is Masber, the Rashbam. Whether you go with the Stifler or you go with the Beis Halevi, each of them are bringing outside reasons, whether I'll stop out on Tidiyat, like he says, or like the Beis Halevi, he brings in Bariyai De'achet, they're bringing outside reasons to Zetzai this Gemara less than 3 years. And like the Rashbam, you're stuck, you have to do that. Since the Rashbam says the din is the same with 1 and 3 years, you have to find some outside reason why the Rashbam is a Zetzai in less than 3. Okay, I'll go upon him, this is the sugya of Lekeach Sheni. Tomorrow we're going to move on to the next Rava. These are all, as I told you, 5 cases of Rava's Psak, the Tainas Agotainas, it's Hashem.